This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 130 for Tuesday, November 5th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Tuesday, taking direction from outside markets. Prices down 12 to over $13, January down 13.20 at $631.80 per ton. From a chart standpoint, the January contract fell below both its 20 and 200-day moving averages, which was bearish from a technical standpoint. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all lower, with speculative profit-taking said to be behind the selling in palm oil that spilled into the other vegetable oil markets. Solid export demand underneath the market did provide some support, but there's talk in the trade that Chinese tariffs on Canadian canola could be coming within the next week. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher, but activity was choppy as today's U.S. election did keep some caution in the markets. Soybeans up slightly on the day, moving above the $10 mark in the January contract, up 4 cents at $10.01 per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest is 94% complete in the latest USDA report. That's ahead of the 85% average for this time of year. The USDA's monthly supply-demand estimates will be released Friday, with average trade estimates calling for an upward revision to U.S. soybean production from the October forecast. Corn remained supported by solid exports, with more flash sales reported this morning. The December contract up 2 cents at $4.18 per bushel. The USDA announced 124,000 tons of corn were sold to unknown destinations. The U.S. corn harvest is also nearing completion, with 91% of the crop off the field in the latest weekly report. That's ahead of the 75% average for this time of year. An upward revision to the U.S. corn crop is also expected Friday. Wheat futures higher across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in December at $6.10 per bushel. Kansas City also 5 cents higher in the December contract at $5.76 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 3 cents in December at $5.72 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 87% planted as of this past Sunday, only 2 points off the average. Quality ratings improved slightly, rising to 41% good to excellent from 38% the previous week. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 5th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.